Debbie and Lori, and we're here on the High Line in New York City at the Rioja Railway Wine Experience. It's a wine experience that is built in the Rioja Valley that the railway gave them exposure to the rest of the world. And we're tasting all kinds of Rioja wines, both more reds than whites, but they're absolutely pretty amazing wines.
So the whole concept of this, which is a very clever marketing tool, I would think, is that we are on the High Line in New York City. So for those of you who are not from New York or are not familiar with the High Line, this actually used to be a train railway path. And what they've done, it's raised, so it's above the street. And what they've done is they've converted this into a beautiful walking path with gardens on it, artwork, constant, and they're constantly updating it. So it's a railway that has been created to beautify the city. So what Debbie and I are thinking we're going to do, and this is the first time we've done this, so bear with us. What we're going to do is we are going to have a dual podcast.
We're going to interview the producers, and you can catch the first half on one of our stations and the second half on the other.
So what we'll do is we'll introduce the winemaker. Both of our podcasts will have the introduction into the winery or to the winemaker, and then we'll have the first half of the interview be on either HV Wine Goddess.
It'll be Hudson Valley Wine Goddess.
Hudson Valley Wine Goddess, or on Exploring the Wine Glass. So as you listen, you can then head over to the other person's podcast to catch up on some additional information if that's what you would like.
Sounds good. Let's go taste our first wine.
Let's go taste. Corey.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're with Nolan Jones and with Bodegas. I'm terrible at my pronunciations of foreign things.
Vilbaenus.
Vilbaenus?
Yes.
Vina Pomal?
Vina Pomal, yeah.
Okay, so tell us about the winery, when it began.
Yeah, absolutely. So the winery was founded before the turn of the century as one of the oldest wineries, which is still in existence in Rioja Alta, around the town of Haro. So the winery has a long history of making sparkling wine, still wine, and essentially brandy. Vina Pomal is one of the brands of still wine that was created when Bilbaenus first started. So what we're tasting today are the red wines from Bodegas Bilbaenus called Vina Pomal.
Excellent. And the name itself comes from?
From the founder's home, which was in Bilbao.
Now we did taste, you said we're going to taste red wines here, but tell us about those two whites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of stuck in there.
We had a Viura Malvasia blend and a Tempranillo Blanco. The Malvasia is obviously a common Spanish grape, and Viura is less common but still very widely planted. Tempranillo Blanco is less so. So it's a grape that came from a mutation in red Tempranillo that has since been propagated and grown into a really beautiful white wine.
So it's more like a Pinot Blanco. It's an actual mutation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm going to geek out a little bit.
Okay. Right in.
So please tell us about the actual grapes themselves. Why are you picking the two grapes to blend together?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Malvasia and the Viura contribute one kind of a bright floral element, the other kind of a rounder, more acidic element. The combination creates a wine that's suitable for aging, but also really enjoyable young. There's a barrel aging and fermentation component of the wine as well, which rounds out some of those brighter, fresher fruit characters. So the combination is a really balanced, bright, enjoyable young white wine with a ton of character, a ton of texture.
The oak that you use, is it used? Is it new?
We do a combination of used American and new French oak on the Viura Malvasia blend.
And what was the winemaking process? What was the aging process?
For that, it was barrel fermented in new French oak and then barrel aged in used American oak. So.
Okay, and you had mentioned it is independently harvested, independently fermented. So each vintage that you create this wine, is that percentage of the two grapes different?
It's roughly the same every vintage, and it's based largely on what we have available in our estate vineyards. So it's kind of the concentration of what we have of both grapes as a percentage of our overall wine production. So.
Is everything that you produce is steak grown?
Yes. So, well, actually, there's one caveat. Our Grenache that we're serving today is not. It comes from two separate sites in Rioja. Everything else is estate, and we actually source or we grow all of our grapes around the town of Haro, where our winery is located.
And what is, how many hectares do you have?
It's about 240 hectares. So it's we're the largest vineyard holder in Haro. So.
And what is your production?
So we do, in Spain, around 1 million bottles.
Just a little.
Relatively large.
So every winemaker, right, every winery has their favorite child, and I know that's a horrible question to ask, but do you have a favorite child?
Yeah, the Reserve is an incredible wine. So the 14 that we're pouring this year is the most recent vintage, but consistently the 13, the 12, the 11, it's a wine that ages incredibly well and is super versatile with food. And it's really affordable at $25, so you can buy it for a weeknight dinner, but it also goes great with a weekend special occasion.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're pouring today, the different
Yeah, absolutely.
Bottles?
So here is a collection of what are essentially the most historic wineries in Haro, so the historic home of Rioja. We chose to pour a collection of very traditional Riojas, so our Reserva and Gran Reserva, which are made in the historic way, traditional Rioja winemaking and aging.
So can you touch a little bit about the historic way and traditional
Rioja? Yeah, absolutely. So American oak, our Reserva is 18 months in barrel and another 2 years in bottle. Our Gran Reserva is 2 years in barrel and then 3 years in the bottle, so relatively long aging profile. The wines themselves showcase that in a way that I think is very true to what people expect from elegant, long-lived Rioja wines.
And my last question is, how do people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a self-importer, but we're the North American branch of Reventos Cortenu, which is the company that owns Bodegas Bilbaínas. In New York, we're distributed through Grapes and Greens, and then nationwide, our company is called, it's Reventos Cortenu North America. So.
Any social media channels that they can find you on now? You guys got to get on social media.
Yeah, you can go to Bodegas Bilbaínas or Viña Pomal on Instagram. We don't have a North American profile, but you'll be able to find updates on the winery's vineyard and winemaking activities on that account. So.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.